Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It took billions of years to form many of the precious metals and minerals we find in the ground. Today, Columbia University's Jill Van Tungren explores how platinum was formed.
2 billion years ago, a huge surge of magma was injected into the crust in what is now South Africa. The amount would fill the area of Manhattan Central Park more than halfway to the moon. It solidified over millions of years and is now the world's largest source of platinum ever discovered. To this day, it accounts for over 90% of the world's reserves. Right now, geologists like myself are debating the original chemistry of this magma and the setting that produced it in an effort to understand how such deposits form. We're able to measure very low element concentrations, as low as one atom in 1 million. From this very small scale, we can begin to understand very big processes. For example, sulfur is an important element in the formation of an ore deposit because elements like platinum like to bind to it. As the magma starts to crystallize, sulfur builds up in the remaining liquid until it reaches its saturation point. Then sulfide minerals containing platinum and other precious metals begin to rain out into layers that we now mine. What we have only recently discovered in South Africa is that these processes may actually have occurred very near to the surface of the Earth. We've also discovered that this magma chamber was likely a reservoir for a large volcano that erupted several times. This type of magma deposit is very rare, but our results shed some light on where else such deposits are forming today. Prehistoric lava eruptions from the supervolcano at Yellowstone National Park have very similar chemistry to the lavas we find in South Africa. It could be that beneath the rumbling of Yellowstone lies a magmatic deposit similar in economic value to that of South Africa. We'll probably know the answer in about 10 million years.
That was Columbia University's Jill Van Tungren. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.